USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump vowing to no longer deal with the British ambassador to the United States after leaked cables showed that he called the president inept and clumsy. On Twitter yesterday, Trump says Ambassador Kim Darroch isn't well thought of within the U.S. anyway. The cables had been leaked to the Daily Mail newspaper. A Democratic congressman dropping out of the race for the White House, Eric Swalwell of California, says the decision marks a new beginning.
It is the beginning of an opportunity in Congress with a new perspective shaped by the lives that have touched mine and our campaign throughout these last 3 months.
President Trump signing off on an emergency declaration for California after two powerful earthquakes and hundreds of aftershocks hit the state. The declaration opens up federal aid and disaster relief. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
There's now an 80% chance a tropical depression will form this week in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says the system has the potential to dump very heavy rains along the northern and eastern Gulf Coast. Residents from western Florida to eastern Louisiana are advised to remain alert. President Trump says he'll be holding another 4th of July bash in D.C. next year. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Monday addressing environmental issues. Now, during that speech, the president did discuss his 4th of July event in Washington, D.C., and had a big announcement.
It was a wonderful day for all Americans, and based on its tremendous success, we're just making the decision, and I think we can say we've made the decision to do it again next year, and maybe we can say for the foreseeable future.
Mets first baseman Pete Alonso is the 2019 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby champ, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Small Business Optimism Index, maintained by the National Federation of Independent Businesses, while running close to historic highs. That overall index picking up 1.5 points in May, while elements hit some of the highest levels ever. Planned capital outlays were near historic highs across a range of industries, including transportation, manufacturing, and construction. The nation's top diplomat announces the formation of the Commission on Unalienable Rights, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
In announcing the formation of the new commission, Secretary of State Michael Pompeo described the objectives as providing advice to his office and to make recommendations concerning international rights.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers, and activists, Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs. Will provide me with advice on human rights grounded in our nation's founding principles and the principles of 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Supporters say the new commission will support the freedom of religion or belief as the core element of strategic policy discussions.
And a new study says most dietary supplements do not protect people against heart attacks, strokes, or death from heart disease. The research was done at West Virginia University. Remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.